Hello to the beautiful people of GWA. This is Phoenix 4814. So I was going through Gone Wild's audio archives, and I realized that there was the press questionnaire that I had never done. And I guess it's sort of a rite of passage. So even though it's been a month since my first recording post, I'm gonna give it a shot right now. So sorry that this isn't a really sexual one. If it helps up the sexiness factor right now, I am completely naked in bed. There we go. I just spanked myself, you know. It can be fun. So, 15 questions. I'm gonna do this in one take, and I haven't read any in advance. Any in advance. So let's go. Number one, what is your gender and your sexual orientation? I am a girl. Female. Two X chromosomes, one from my mama, one from my papa. That makes me. I'm a girl. I identify as such. Sexual orientation, I'm straight. Have I? I wouldn't say I'm bisexual because I'm not sexually turned on or attracted to women, but I can definitely appreciate a nice figure. And honestly, in my opinion, all people are beautiful in their own way. I'm not just saying that. I appreciate the human body for how it looks naturally in and of itself. Number two, what gets you turned on? Well, a lot of things actually. I really like dirty talk. Spanking, in case you haven't been able to guess, that was a really bad one, sorry. Ooh, much better. Number three, what's a characteristic that defines your sexuality? I'm really comfortable with my sexuality. I'm really open about it. Let's go with open. Open it up front. I mean, if you're doing something that I don't like, I'm gonna tell you. And if you're doing something that I do like, I am definitely going to let you know. I can be quite vocal. So let's go with that. Open and upfront. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? If you guessed spanking, you're correct. It's a huge turn on for me. I'm actually kind of wet right now talking about it and after earlier. So, spanking. For sure. I was actually flogged recently. Really enjoyed that. Fun experience. 10 out of 10. Would do again. Number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Being able to make me laugh. I mean, you don't need to. I appreciate a certain degree of seriousness and maturity. But being able to make me laugh, and I love to laugh, is always a big plus. And it doesn't even need to be a complicated joke, like just the really stupid one-liners. As long as you can deliver it with confidence and it's obvious that you're trying to make me laugh, I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna like you. I'm pretty easy to get along with. Sorry if my voice sounds a bit off. Allergy season has finally hit me, and it has hit me very, very hard. Number six, what's your idea of a good sexual encounter? One where you, or I should say I, one where I'm comfortable with my partner, and my partner's comfortable with me. Not comfortable as in like a, oh my goodness, I'm glad you're the right gender, and I wasn't being led on, and I'm glad that you're not a minor, because that. I've never had to deal with that situation before. I think I freaked out a couple partners before because I'm in my 20s. I'm in my early 20s, very early 20s, but I still look really young. So I have had to show my ID a couple times to prove that yes, I am completely legal. Sorry, but comfortable isn't comfortable with communication. Communication is a big part of it, so a good sexual encounter. Both of you are comfortable with each other, and then also comfortable talking about what you like and what you don't like, because part of sex is having fun and getting pleasure out of it with your partner. And if you're not comfortable talking about what you do and don't like, it's not going to be as fun as it can be. I mean, I know it can be a really hard conversation to have, but it's definitely worth it, and your partner will thank you. Number seven, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Okay. I don't really have a favorite color to wear. I do wear a lot of dark blues. You know what? My wardrobe consists of jeans because they're comfortable and bright colored V-neck shirts because they're comfortable and they go with everything. As long as I'm comfortable, I can walk with confidence, I can feel good about myself as long as I've brushed my hair in the morning. Because my hair is really long, it actually goes down past my waist to my butt. So as long as that isn't a complete bird's nest where like the birds are flocking to my hair to lay their eggs, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Number 8, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc. Actually, one of my friends has the world's best personality. He's my best friend. He's smart, he's funny, he makes me laugh, he's caring, he knows how to cook. I can bake, can't cook. He can cook. It's awesome. Unfortunately, he's only a friend. I value him way too much to risk that by turning it into a relationship. And so he's the only person I've ever friend zoned. But he does have a very attractive personality. If I could find all of that in somebody else, that would be great. If that's you, hello. Would you like a hug? I mean, that sounds kind of friend zony, but I promise, I don't use the friend zone besides for him. Number 9, who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, a significant other, a teacher. Okay. Actually, turns me on sexually the most, it was a friend that I had earlier this year. We stopped talking, don't live at the same place anymore, lost contact. But we hooked up a couple of times, and it was pretty fantastic. I tend to think about that a lot when I'm getting myself off. Gonna be honest. So, him. Number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Ooh, well, I am a sub, in case you haven't been able to guess that already. In real life, I'm not as submissive as I come off in my recordings. I will fight my dom because I quite like being punished. Calling me your good little girl, your good little slut, anything like that. I don't like a whole lot of degrading comments. Personally, just 'cause it's not really my thing, and I don't think that unless it is specifically something that you ask for, somebody should go after your self-esteem like that. Unless, of course, you've given them express permission in the beginning. So, yeah. Call me your good little girl, good little slut. Call me a whore. Call me your fuck toy. Preferably while choking me. That can be really fun. Number 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star, so just super flexible. I'm actually very confident in my current abilities, and I haven't had anybody complain before. But I guess if I had to go for something right now, it would be no gag reflex. I'm trying to get rid of mine. I can definitely take guys down a lot farther than I could before, but I can't deep throat completely 100% of the time without gagging. So that would be really nice. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Okay. So actually, there's the little random subreddit button that there is at the top. There's also a random not safe for work subreddit. You have to start on one that's not safe for work. I don't even remember which one I started on, and that's not me making excuses. I legitimately do not remember. But I kept clicking that, looking for something interesting to for lack of better words, entertain me for the night, and I found Gone Wild Audio. And since I've always been a huge fan of Dirty Talk, and a guy with a really nice voice can get me going like nothing else, I decided to give it a shot. Loved it, decided to stay. As for why I started posting, I wanted to. I mean, I wanted to do it on. It's kind of hard for me right now because I live with 5 other people actually, and it's really hard to get the house to myself. But I do enjoy posting. I enjoy being able to make people happy. I'm a people pleaser. Number 13, what is your dirtiest fantasy? Honestly, my dirtiest fantasy would be way too long for this recording. I could talk about it forever, and the short abridged version would probably be around 20 minutes at least. So, if y'all really want, and yes, I do say y'all, if y'all really want, I can make a recording of that later. I will probably be getting myself off at the same time just because I'm human. I masturbate. It's what I do, and I have the house to myself. So you might figure that out later. Number 14, what's the kinkiest sex that you've ever had in detail? Of course. Okay, so the kinkiest sex I've ever had was actually fairly recent. It was with somebody that I used to know a long time ago. Looked him up on a whim, ended up talking to him. A lot of fun. Somehow it ended up with us both in his bed, and a lot of stuff happened that night. I enjoyed it all. He's into kinky sex. I'm into kinky sex. As he put it, it's kind of like the thing where it's like, you like tennis? Oh, I like tennis. Let's play tennis. You like kinky sex? I like kinky sex. Let's go have some kinky sex. Haha. So, kinky stuff went on. I was flogged. I was tied down, spread out completely all across the bed, ankles and wrists. I was spanked, I was bruised in the morning, and I actually still have the bruises. I was choked, nipple clamps happened. If you don't own a magic wand, I would highly recommend getting one. They're amazing. Also, vibrators. That was my first experience with those. Honestly, it's a really long list. We played for a long time. I'd say in total, we played for a few hours. So, I guess I could put up something about that later. I feel like I'm not really doing him justice. Number 15, what's your favorite part of your body and why? Well, I've been told that I have a really nice butt. Considering posting it to Gone Wild, if anyone wants a visual based on the reply, I might consider doing that. Besides that, I really like the backs of my legs just because of how sensitive they are. I'm fairly active. I don't own a car, so I'll walk, jog, or bike if I need to get somewhere. So I'm really in shape. Also, side boobs. Side boob ridiculously sensitive. I can be ticklish, but more than often, it feels good instead of tickling, since I can't stand being tickled. The last person who tried to tickle me got kicked as hard as I could in his nuts. Do not fuck with me. Do not tickle me. And that looks like the entire Proust questionnaire. Oh my goodness. This was long. Thank you so much for listening to it in its entirety. Achievement unlocked. Listen to Phoenix ramble. Let me know if you have any more questions. I'm always happy to answer them. Have a good night. Sorry again for sounding a bit off. I am sick. I feel like I'm dying. I'm amazed I don't sound worse. But goodbye to the beautiful people of GWA. I'll get up another post as soon as I can.